Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance. Read, read me romance.
Today's episode of Read Me Romance is brought to you by bacon. How many pieces of bacon do I want? A full plate. I want a full plate pieces. Thanks. Hey, everybody, lady listeners. It's Tessa Bailey. Welcome to Read Me Romance. Bacon, right? I mean, it's like one of the earth's finest products. I love bacon, but my favorite breakfast food, I find like people probably are going to think this is gross. I like to get the sausage McGriddles sandwich at McDonald's and like stick my hash brown in it as well. And then just like dip it in a bunch of ketchup. So that's who you've tuned in to listen to today, that monster. But seriously, it's so good to me. But yeah, like syrupy, sweet, and then the savory ketchup. It's like, it's my kryptonite. I love it. Okay, so we're here for the third installment of An Instant Connection by Melanie Moreland. I'm going to read a listener email before we get started. This one, I'm not sure she wants me to read her name, so I won't. But this is from one of our lovely lady listeners. It says, "Hey, y'all, I was dying listening to the stories about how the podcast has changed some lady listeners' sex lives, and I have an audiobook story to share. A few weekends ago, my soon-to-be husband and I were getting ready to head to his parents, but when we got in my car, my phone auto-synced to my radio right as a heroine was describing giving head to the hero in graphic detail. Of course, I panicked and rushed to pause it before he realized what was happening." She's talking about her husband. "But it was too late. He knows I read and review romance books for a living, but he's never actively read any of them. Surprisingly, he asked me to leave it on as we drove. And as the sex scene finished, he goes, 'You can turn it off now. I don't care about the other parts.'" LOL. "I was mortified and giggled like a mad woman the entire time, but apparently he found it just as enticing as most lady listeners, because later that night on our drive home, let's just say things got dangerously physical while trying to operate a vehicle on back roads. And when we finally made it home, we had some of the best sex of our lives. He credits it to my audio porn," quote, quote, "and we couldn't stop grinning. Loving the podcast and all you ladies do. I encourage everyone to accidentally leave their podcast on and see what their husbands do. LOL." Thank you, lady listener, for sending that in. These are my favorite emails. I love this, that, you know, maybe this is just something you've gotten so used to, not sharing what you love most with your husband. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, it's something we all just kind of, the first time you talked to them about it, they didn't seem interested, so you just never did it again, you know? But the fact is, like, sometimes we're distracted, or sometimes we're just not in the frame of mind to, like, really question somebody about what they love or get into it. So, like, give it a second shot. What can it hurt, you know? Like, maybe men love to talk about sex with women in any capacity. I can't imagine, you know, like a guy not being interested in hearing what turns you on and what you're like, what's happening between the characters in a book when it comes to getting physical. Like, I think anybody, like, we're human beings. All of our heartbeats accelerate when we're watching TV and a sex scene comes on. It's just natural. So, yeah, no, I love that email. I think it's fantastic that husbands are getting in on the action. Maybe we should have like a nickname for the men listeners, like the, instead of lady listeners, we could call them the, like, the manny listeners or something. That's lame. Send me in your, if you're in Read Me Romance headquarters on Facebook, post your suggestion for what we should call the husbands who are getting in on this action with Read Me Romance, because I want to hear it. Yeah. Okay, guys. Let's listen to the third installment of An Instant Connection by Melanie Moreland, and I'll talk to you guys when it's over. Enjoy!
I tucked Mandy into my side, sighing in contentment. I had made love to her twice. Each time was incredible. It was as if our bodies had been waiting for each other. We moved together as though we had done it 1,000 times, yet the newness and excitement of it was there. Our passion was raw and vivid. The desire was rampant. I ran my fingers down her arm and pressed a kiss to her head. She mumbled something I didn't catch. I slipped a finger under her chin and lifted her face. Her lips were swollen and red. There were scratches on her neck from my stubble. A small purple mark was at the base of her neck from where I had marked her. She was truly beautiful. "What was that, sweetheart?" "I asked if you wanted me to stay." I tightened my embrace. "Fucking right I do." She chuckled, burrowing closer. Never much of a cuddler, I was surprised how much I liked having her close. "Okay, just checking." "You don't want to leave, do you?" She lifted her head again. "No, I just didn't want you to feel obligated." I laughed, kissing the end of her nose affectionately. "Obligated is not what I'm feeling right now. Trust me when I say that."
"I do trust you."
I felt a small fission of guilt that I tamped down quickly. I would deal with that soon enough, for now. I simply wanted to bask in the moment, in her, in us. "What are you doing tomorrow?" I asked. She peeked over my shoulder.
"You mean later today?"
I glanced at the clock. "Holy shit, it's 3:00. I've kept you awake a long time." She nuzzled into my neck.
"We were busy."
Her hand slipped down my chest, ghosted lower, and wrapped around my cock. I was already hard for her again.
"I don't think we're finished either."
"I don't think I have any more condoms." She heaved a long sigh.
"Don't you have a spare in your wallet? What kind of wild bachelor are you? I could report you and get you taken out of the club, you know."
I chuckled at her wit. "First off, I told you I am not a player. I carry a couple in case, and we just use them." I nudged her nose playfully. "Usually one is enough. Two is rare. Needing a third? I don't think that has ever happened to me."
"Me either."
She continued to stroke me, making me groan in need.
"I could call down to the front desk and get some sent up."
She grimaced.
"That would be embarrassing." "We can do other stuff," she whispered. "Lots of other stuff."
I arched my eyebrow at her. "Oh, really? What sort of other stuff are we talking about, Miss Clifford?" She pushed on my chest, straddling me. She gazed down with an impish grin.
"Why don't I show you, Mr. Emerson?"
I gripped her hips. "Excellent idea. I love show and tell."
Chapter 3. Mandy. I rolled over, blinking in the morning light. A hard body followed my movements. Strong arms pulled me back into a warm embrace. Lips traced a line of gentle kisses on my neck, making me smile sleepily. Mitch. Flashes of last night danced through my head. Meeting him, dinner, going to his hotel, having sex, lots of sex. Lots of amazing, mind-blowing sex. At one point, while I dozed, he'd run to the all-night drugstore across the street, returning with more condoms. They'd been well used. The dull ache in my body proved that. "Morning, sweetheart," he breathed into my ear, tugging me to him. "Sleep well?" Well didn't describe it. I had slept like the dead. My usual tossing and turning non-existent. Still, I couldn't resist teasing him. Well, I would have, if it wasn't for that god-awful snoring. You should get medical attention for that. In a second, I was on my back, him hovering over me. He glared, and his blue eyes narrowed in the morning light as his hair fell over his forehead. I don't snore. Hmph. He smoothed his hands over my arms, lifted them over my head, and locked them into place. Take that back, Amanda Clifford. Or? You'll be sorry. His voice was low and threatening, but the amused glint in his eyes assured me I was in no danger. His cock, massive and hard, let me know exactly how he planned to punish me for my teasing. I was fine with that. I arched my back, spreading my legs. He settled between them with a satisfied smirk. Ready to take your punishment for your insolence, sweetheart? I bit my lip and wrapped my legs around his hips. Yes, sir. He groaned, lowering his head. You are going to be the death of me, woman. His mouth touched mine. But what a way to go. I sipped the coffee Mitch ordered with breakfast, enjoying the dark brew, nibbling on a piece of toast. I watched in rapt fascination as he devoured a stack of pancakes. He had already demolished a plate of bacon and eggs, and I saw him eyeing up my scrambled eggs with interest. He grinned as I pulled my plate closer. Don't worry, sweetheart. I know you need some sustenance. We'll get something else to fill me up in a while. Oh? He wiped his mouth and drained his coffee, then refilled his cup. You said you had no plans for today? Nothing big. Errands, laundry. He laced our fingers together. Spend the day with me. I'm going to the new place to make sure my boxes arrived. Then I need to get a couple of things. You know the city better than I do. We can do your errands at the same time, and laundry can happen tomorrow, maybe. He asked, sounding hopeful. Your boxes? I have some things that go everywhere with me. Not a lot, but some pictures, clothes, etc. They arrived the day after I did and were being held until I found a place. How did you get it so quickly? He grinned. Not my first time at the rodeo. I saw what I liked, signed, paid my deposit with the condition of immediate possession. It was empty, so it wasn't an issue. Decisive. He lifted my hand to his mouth. When I want something, yes. Please, Mandy, I want to be with you today. I'm not ready to let you go yet. I glanced down. I was wearing his shirt from last night. My clothes were in a pile on the floor, no doubt wrinkled and unwearable. He chuckled, knowing what I was thinking. We can go to your place and you can change if you want. Then to my new place, have lunch, just spend some more time together. Please. I couldn't resist his pleading gaze. His blue eyes danced in the sunlight, his hair all over the place from where I'd had my hands buried in it. His scruff was thicker this morning, the coppery hairs bright in the light. His smile was warm and kind, his voice rich and inviting. Okay. His smile widened. Great. I shifted, trying not to grimace. Mitch noticed immediately, setting down his coffee. Are you sore? Did I hurt you? He asked, his tone laced with concern. I tilted my head, studying him. Despite his passion, his strength, or his desire, he had been nothing but gentle with me. Even when he lost himself with lust, I had felt the reverence in his caresses. No, I assured him. It's been a while, and we went at it, pretty often. He grinned, his dimples popping. That's an understatement. A record for me, if I'm being honest. He shook his head. I'm insatiable when it comes to you. I felt my cheeks flush. He leaned over the table, running his fingers over my face. I don't want you sore. How about soaking the tub in some Tylenol while I firm up the times with some delivery people? No need to fuss. A hot shower will be fine. His eyes flashed.
Maybe I could wash your back?
Maybe.
He handed me my plate with a wink. Eat up, sweetheart. You're going to need it.
I walked around Mitch's large apartment, eyeing the rooms with admiration. I liked my place, but my entire apartment could fit into the bedroom here alone. I stood at the window, admiring the view, listening to the sound of Mitch's voice as he spoke with the delivery people. It was an amazing apartment. Spacious, clean, with a great view, and a kitchen that made me want to start cooking as soon as I saw it. Mitch had stepped behind me and wrapped his arm around my waist, pulling me close.
You like to cook, sweetheart?
Yeah, I do.
Me too, he stated. I find it relaxing. But it's not fun to cook for one all the time.
No, I agreed. It's not.
We can cook together. Here.
I tilted up my head, meeting his eyes.
Sure glad you're slowing your roll.
He chuckled and kissed me hard.
When it comes to you, that simply isn't possible.
I sighed as I looked out the window. If anyone had told me yesterday I'd be there with Mitch, after spending the night with him, I would have laughed at them. Yet, there I was. I rubbed my temples, still feeling disbelief. Mitch seemed too good to be true. Warm, open, caring, sexy, frank and forward, honest about what he wanted. And it seemed he wanted me. But for how long? His arms wound around me.
What are you looking so pensive for? He murmured. What's wrong?
Nothing. I was just thinking about things.
Nothing? He scoffed. Try again, sweetheart. You look worried.
I was silent and he spun me in his arms, his face serious.
Talk to me.
What am I doing here, Mitch? What are we doing? His expression softened.
You're here because I wanted to make sure you liked the place I picked. I hope you're here with me a lot, so I wanted your input. As to what we're doing, I'm going to call it starting a relationship, an important one. I know it's fast, and I can see you're feeling a little overwhelmed, but we'll figure it out.
His arms tightened.
As long as it's what you want. I know it's what I want.
I searched his eyes. In the bright light, they were clear. As blue as the sky, and reflected tenderness and understanding, even if his expression was anxious. How can you be so sure? He smiled, tucking a strand of hair behind my ear.
I just do. You caught my eye with your whistle. You intrigued me with your wit and the way you brushed me off. You bowled me over with your smile once you let me in a little. I have never felt about someone the way I feel about you.
The lust, you mean?
He shook his head. Not just the sex. Don't get me wrong. It was hands down the best sex I've ever had. But it was more than simply sex. You felt it, didn't you? That connection. The feeling as if you'd found something you'd been looking for and hadn't ever realized was missing.
I had felt it. I could still feel it. When Mitch was close, I felt safe and protected, cared for, complete. It was both heady and scary at the same time. I nodded hesitantly.
But, he pressed,
it's only for a while. He smiled and passed his fingers over my cheek.
We'll figure it all out, sweetheart. I'm freelance. I can go wherever I want, stay however long I decide to stay.
That's what worries me. You can leave anytime you want.
He cocked his head. My mom always told me one day I would find a reason to settle. I think maybe I have found my reason. I think you're my reason. I felt my eyes widen. That's a pretty profound statement to make, considering you haven't even known me 24 hours. You get better every minute. I'm surprised I'm still standing with how much you affect me. The delivery man called his name and he pressed a kiss to my head. We have lots of time, Mandy. I'm not going anywhere. And now I've met you, I don't plan to. As long as we're together, we'll find our way. Now, let me go sign off on the delivery and we can go find the most important item for this place. I nodded. Right, you'll need a sofa. He shook his head. A desk? He shook his head once more with a smirk. I need those too. But first, a bed. A huge bed, so comfortable you'll want to be in it with me every night. With a wink, he hurried away. I turned back to the window, but this time, I was smiling. Mitch admitted he hated shopping and wanted to get it done swiftly. I took him to a high-end furniture store in the area, somehow knowing only the best would do for him. When we walked out an hour later, my head was reeling, but he was happy. He'd chosen pieces with the same decisiveness he had displayed with everything else since I'd met him. A large sofa and chair were first in a deep wine-colored fabric. A couple of bar stools for the counter were next. And then we spent the rest of the time bed shopping. He made me laugh as he tossed me on various mattresses, following me quickly to test them. The salesman walked away chuckling, telling Mitch to let him know when he found the right one. Mitch waved his hand, his mouth too busy kissing me to respond. But his odd method worked, and there was one bed we both agreed was perfect. Done, he announced. The rest I'll pick up when we're exploring some flea markets and antique places over the next while. I lifted my eyebrows in question. Oh, we will? He pulled me off the bed with another passionate kiss. Yep. I didn't challenge him. I didn't want to. I liked him too much. After lunch, we stood outside the restaurant, his arm tight around my waist. Do you really have to go? Yes. Can I see you later? I thought of all the laundry and errands I had to take care of. Maybe tomorrow? Perfect. I'll take my things to the new place and you can meet me there. I'll go wait for the furniture now.
I still don't know how you managed to arrange delivery of the furniture so fast.
Money talks. He said they were in stock. I simply paid a premium to get them faster. I hate waiting. Patience isn't my strongest point. I smirked.
I've noticed. He tucked a stray piece of hair behind my ear.
Are you sure you can't stay with me?
Mitch, I can't. He lifted his arm, hailing a taxi.
Thought I'd ask one more time in case I caught you off guard.
Something in his voice made me pause. I want to, but I have to take care of some things. So I'll see you tomorrow. His eyes lit up, his dimples deepened, and his smile was bright.
That gives me something to look forward to.
He opened the door of the taxi and I slid in the back seat. He spoke with the driver for a moment, then pushed his way into the back seat, his broad shoulders filling the doorway.
I've paid the fare.
But you didn't have to do that. He frowned.
You need to get used to being treated well, Mandy. Expect nothing less than the best from me. You deserve it.
He grasped the back of my neck, pulling my mouth to his, and kissed me deeply. His tongue stroked mine possessively, his fingers caressing my scalp. He drew back with a smile.
You deserve only the best.
I stared at him, unsure how to reply.
Can I call you later? He asked,
looking uncharacteristically nervous.
I'll call you if you don't, I winked. That's my girl. He shut the door and tapped the passenger window so the driver rolled it down. Mitch leaned in.
You have precious cargo. Make sure she arrives safely.
The driver laughed and with a wave pulled away from the curb. I looked over my shoulder, watching Mitch disappear from my view, and wondered why I felt so sad to leave him.
Do you really have to go? Mitch groaned, pulling me closer, pressing light kisses to my neck.
I've been here all afternoon. I have to get ready for work tomorrow.
So do you, I assume.
I had to fight back the impulse to say screw it and stay with him in his big bed where he'd lured me to not long after I arrived. Saturday night and Sunday morning had been filled with his constant texts, funny gifts, and sweet messages. When he'd thrown open the door and pulled me inside, he had kissed me as if it had been weeks, not hours, since he'd seen me last. I had to drag him out of his place to do some grocery shopping, and once we returned and ate, he enticed me to his room. He muttered a curse and rolled over, flinging an arm over his face.
Let's forget about work and stay here.
I laughed and slid from the bed, reaching for my leggings.
Nice, Mr. Big Shot. Maybe you can play hooky, but I can't. That new architect arrives tomorrow and Michelle will be on a tear.
I picked up my shirt and shook out the wrinkles before pulling it over my head.
Did they have a welcoming committee for you when you started at your new place? I chuckled.
I have an image of us all lining up when Mr. McKenzie walks in and curtsying to him. I think he's old enough to appreciate it.
Why would you say that?
I helped unpack his things. He's obviously well-traveled, so I guessed he was older. And Michelle was in such a tizzy. I assume he is very well-known. Mitch sat up, and I took a minute to appreciate the view. Broad shoulders, well-defined pecs, and a six-pack made up his form. The light blanket draped across his lap did nothing to hide his erection that grew as I stared at him. He lifted one eyebrow, crossing his arms casually behind his head, showing off his fine body. His voice was low and husky.
Careful, Mandy. I won't let you out of here if you keep staring like that.
The thought of another round of sex with Mitch made me whimper. We were amazing together. He made me feel things I had never felt. I wanted to try everything with him, and he was only too happy to oblige. I shook my head to clear the lustful thoughts. It's after 7. I have to get home. He slid from the bed, grabbed his jeans, and pulled them on. I ogled his ass while he was bent over, trying not to grin. It was a great ass, and the left cheek was imprinted with my mark. It suited him.
I'll call you a taxi, he said grudgingly,
throwing me a look that brooked no argument. I wandered into the main room and picked up my purse that had fallen to the floor. A large framed print behind the sofa caught my eye, and I drew closer to inspect it. It was a building, high and soaring, set against the backdrop of a large city. Bold, dynamic, unique. Familiar somehow. I tugged it from behind the sofa, studying it. My gaze fell to the bottom corner and the MM slashed out in black pen. Mitch cleared his throat behind me. I turned and stared at him.
You're a fan of Mr. McKenzie? Not exactly.
Why do you have his work, then? He shuffled his feet, hanging his head before lifting his face to meet my confused gaze.
Because it's my work, Mandy. I'm Mr. McKenzie.
Hey, I'm back, lady listeners. I hope you enjoyed that installment of An Instant Connection. I know I really loved it. Okay, so if you want some more Melanie Moreland, and I know you do, you can pre-order this book we're listening to. An Instant Connection by Melanie Moreland. It's going to be an ebook in 3 months, and it's going to have bonus content. So make sure you click that. It's in the show notes. It started with a kiss. Mel's favorite is 99 cents this week. It's on Kindle Unlimited as well. So make sure you snatch that up. And yeah, Melanie has a book coming out next week, a fifth book in the Van Vested Interest series, which sounds incredible. So yeah, and she's also giving away signed paperback copies of the first 3 books in that series and a swag pack. So that link is in the show notes, but if you can't find it for some reason, go to the Read Me Romance website. It's just readmeromance.com. And go to the current audiobook page and you'll see all Melanie's books, all the links that you can click from her, all of her available series, and you'll be able to find the giveaway link too. So get on that, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of Melanie Moreland's book, An Instant Connection. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance. Read me romance.